Chapter 8, Setting Up Your Lending Business. Now, you could lend in your own name if you want. However, I suggest that you at least set up an entity such as an LLC. They are very cheap to set up. You simply go to the Secretary of State website for your state. You can Google it. Then look for a link to forming a corporation or LLC. They will have all of the paperwork you need to file your articles of organization, if LLC, or articles of incorporation, if a corporation. You will then call the IRS and apply for an EIN. That's an employer identification number. And you will need this to open up a bank account. Once you have your EIN, you can then go to your bank and set up your bank account for your newly formed entity. Then you need to order a corporate kit. This is a binder with your entity's official seal that you put on your documents when needed, and it also includes stock certificates or member share certificates if an LLC. You will put any official documents in the binder, such as your EIN number from the IRS, etc. You will also put your operating agreement in there too. Some corporate kits come with them, and you can also buy them online. Now, you could have an attorney set all of this up for you. I'm not trying to tell you to choose either way. Sometimes it may be easier for you to write a check and have an attorney do it so you do not have to do it yourself. However, if you do it yourself, you will save money as long as you know what you are doing or at least learn what to do. Please don't get scared or say, "This is too much work to become a lender." It is a very simple process, and once it is done, you don't have to worry about it again. You could also make loans from your self-directed retirement account as well, in addition to your entity. We will discuss this more in detail later. Operating agreement, sample document. Here is a sample operating agreement you can use as a template for your own LLC. An operating agreement is a very important part of setting up your business, so I would suggest that you consult with your attorney before using this or any other document in this or any other training. Escrow account. In addition to your operating account, you will need to have an escrow account. This is a separate bank account that will only hold the rehab funds that you have from a loan but haven't been released yet. You will need to keep a separate accounting of each loan you have made and the amount of rehab funds in the escrow account and the draws that have been made. This way, you will know in a glance exactly how much money a borrower has used and how much they have left on any given loan you have made. You can keep this in a ledger, spreadsheet, QuickBooks, or a mortgage software program. There will be more about servicing later. Licensing requirements. In hard money lending, when you are making commercial investment property loans, you typically do not need to be licensed by the state's banking commission. However, you need to inquire in your state if you need any kind of state or city license to be in business. This is typical for most states and a simple process. The primary reason for this is so the state can tax you on the income that is made in the state. Regulation. As previously mentioned, most states do not regulate private lending for commercial purposes such as investing, but I did want to tell you a little about the regulation of lending so you will know how to get more information for yourself. All states have what is called a Residential Mortgage Act or something similar, which spells out all of the state's rules and regulations for making residential loans. It is adopted and enforced by the state's banking commission. When reviewing the Mortgage Act for your state, the first thing they start with is definitions. You can usually tell if you are exempt when making a loan to an investor if the definition describes a loan made to a natural person for personal use as a primary residence or some other similar statement. Certificate of Authority. If you are making loans in a state other than the state that you have incorporated in, then you need what is called a certificate of authority to transact business in the state where the property is located. This is a state requirement in all 50 states. You simply go to the Secretary of State website where you will make the loan and search for the document to fill out and send in with your check. It usually doesn't cost much at all, maybe $10 to $20 or so. The reason you need this is in the event that you have to foreclose, you will need access to the courts in order to do that. So you must have a certificate of authority to do business in that state. It is really just a way to keep up with who they need to collect annual tax revenue from, as each state wants to know how much money you made in their state. Issuing 1098s. Each year by January 31st, you will need to issue a 1098 to all of your borrowers if you are the lender. This is what they will use to send to the IRS or give to their tax preparer to show the interest they paid in the previous year. You can get these forms at any office supply or online, or you can have your tax preparer prepare them and send them out. If you are using lenders who will put up the money and you are just brokering the loans, then you will not need to provide the 1098. It is the actual lender's responsibility to make sure the borrower gets it before January 31st. If you are lending to an entity such as an LLC or corporation, then you probably will not need to send a 1098. I only say this because we have had several different CPAs tell us several different things. The safest thing to do is to issue the 1098 if you are the lender. However, you should consult your own advisor before deciding one way or the other.